the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
The government is still having to address issues in relation to the marking of this year's leaving certificate, given the cancellation of the exams. Indeed, it's been reported that today the Cabinet is going to approve an indemnity for teachers marking leaving cert papers, and teachers and schools will also be indemnified from any legal cases taken by pupils or by their parents. Seamus Lehart, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, how important is this? Because I actually have heard cases of schools considering bringing in independent auditors to oversee the process so that they wouldn't be sued by the pupils or parents.
Well, hello, Matt. How important, you ask? Well, it was absolutely crucial that we have this to enable teachers to mark their students. You know, you have to remember that this is not normal work that is normally carried out by teachers, and it's normally the work of the State Examinations Commission. And obviously, it was not possible, you know, when it was weighed up against the safety of the students to do that this year. So it was absolutely fundamental to us undertaking this work.
Arthur Godsell, as a former headmaster of St Andrew's College, director now of Godsell Education, how much pressure do you think was being felt by the schools and by teachers about the potential for future legal action, no matter how honestly they went about doing their work?
Well, I think it's a very real situation. And of course, we can never stop people suing us. But we can put in place robust mechanisms to ensure that whatever we produce is of the highest standard. Now, I do believe that the guidelines issued by the government originally in relation to the marking of the papers on calculated grades really was quite extensive and looked at not just the teacher's mark, which is obviously central to it, but also the whole idea of having it externally moderated so that the actual mark had a number of other inputs to it. But I understand completely the issue. Now, it probably is. In most cases, it's the 90-10 rule that 90% of parents and students will go through this process and will be very happy with their outcome, and then there will be maybe 10% of students that may not. But there is an appeal process there, and they should go through that. The idea of an indemnity is very good. And that is, as the previous speaker spoke there, that absolutely crucial to the actual success of this particular year's cohort. But I'd be quite confident that the calculated grades, according to the process, in the vast majority of cases, should be very, very robust.
Is this all going to get a bit more complicated now? Because you see that, for example, students apparently are now going to be given the opportunity to renominate their subject levels as higher, ordinary and foundation on which they wish to receive their calculated grades.
Yes, this used to be the case some years ago where students could go in and change the actual levels where they were. Now, there's a change in relation to that, but sometimes it is important for children to have that ability to be able to change their grades, and that is an issue. Obviously, without question, it's going to be an issue.
Okay, I want to go back to you on this as well, Seamus Lehart, as President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, because we did discuss, I think it must be about a fortnight ago in this stage, about no contact being allowed between pupils and their parents and their teachers and the school. But now we're getting a situation, not only are we telling no contact, but that there's been warnings about not giving gifts to teachers. Gifts to teachers have been considered a serious attempt to influence grades. Some people might suggest, Seamus, that's akin to a bribery.
Well, of course, you know, we needed a statement to be put up front that, you know, any contact between parents, improper, inappropriate contact between parents or students with their teacher to affect how they grade was absolutely essential, you know, just to make a firm statement up front. Now, we don't expect that to happen, you know, and we expect to be minimal attempts at that. But we believe that there needed to be a process to deal with that when there was inappropriate contact made and that a teacher knew what to do in that event.
Can you both hold on the line there, please, Seamus and Arthur, because we do actually have the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, joining us now. Minister, thank you for joining us. Just on that particular point, is there going to be any sanction or punishment for anybody who does try and unfairly influence the system by getting in contact with the teachers or the school?
and I think it's quite clear in the guidelines that canvassing will not be tolerated, and there's mechanisms there for in order to protect the teacher, to protect the principal and protect the whole school community. And obviously, if a teacher is approached in the first instance, or a principal, they will outline to the parent or the relation of the student or the student that this is inappropriate. And obviously, if there's a persistent series of contacts made in the aftermath, there is a reporting procedure, and there is a reporting procedure not just to the school, but also that the school principal will inform the new executive office. So I think the message here today is we're calling for common sense, obviously, but also that this will not be tolerated. And the message I would say to people who think they're doing something positive on behalf of the student, and invariably sometimes the student mightn't even know, this will not be helpful, and you won't be doing the student a favour by doing this, because no single principal or no single teacher has the power to single on a single basis or on an individual basis to calculate these grades that will be done and estimated on an all-school approach.
Yeah, but Joe,
that has to be discouraged.
Joe, I'm just looking, maybe being old-fashioned about this, but I remember from my time in the Leaving Cert, if you had done something like bringing a calculator into a maths exam, or if you had gone into a Latin exam with a book of Latin phrases which you were using, if you were caught, you'd be disqualified. Well, the same happened to anyone who was caught now trying, by giving a gift or to a teacher or to somebody in the school, will they be disqualified from their Leaving Cert?
Well, I think at the heart of this has to be fairness, and fairness on the student. And as I pointed out, you could have situations where a parent of a student makes a contact and the student isn't aware, or even an uncle or an aunt of the student where the student isn't aware. So the student can't be punished for something that they're not party to. But the big, big message here is, and I want to thank and acknowledge the management bodies and the unions who were really forceful, and I know Seamus in particular is online there, was very, very insistent in ensuring that there's documented mechanisms within the guidelines. And the message is quite clear that if somebody tries to put undue influence or tries to compromise this process in any way, that will be documented, and the executive office will be informed where this persistence continues.
Okay, and what about the issue of the indemnities? Is this an indication that you are anticipating and are fearful of a whole rash of legal actions being taken?
No, I think there was a very early call by the management bodies and the unions to have indemnity, not just for the teachers, but also for the schools. And because this process is a process that was initiated by me as minister, effectively I'm asking the teachers and the school communities to be party to this process. And as part of that today, really, really delighted that I've got support from my cabinet colleagues at an incorporeal meeting that there will be a state indemnity to protect teachers and to protect school management bodies as well. So that is really, really important, and that indemnity is there to protect the teachers, and certainly the engagement and discussions and the technical discussions at a very, very early stage helped us to advance that. And obviously we had to get the AG's advice on this particular measure here today.
Okay. One other thing, Education Minister Joe McHugh, the Sinn Féin education spokesman Donal O'Leary has brought up concerns about school profiling. The idea that you cause that maybe the results for a school will be similar to what they've achieved in previous years, and that might end up penalising students attending disadvantaged schools and by not recognising their true potential. How will that be avoided?
Well, look, we've a lot of JAG schools, we've a lot of private schools.
Okay, unfortunately, I think the line there with the minister has broken up and we can't hear him. Maybe could I go back to you on that one, Seamus? What would your concerns be in relation to that as president of the TUI?
Well, all I can say about school profiling is that the department, the State Examinations Commission, the minister, And all of the stakeholders have stated that there will not be school profiling. And I think the minister has gone further to say that if it evolves in the process, that it is to be dealt with. There will not be school profiling.
Okay, I think we have the minister back on that point, Seamus. Sorry, minister, are you there again?
Yeah, sorry, Matt, there, don't know what happened there. But no, just on the issue of ensuring fairness and equity and objectivity in the system, each individual student is, but there's going to be no predetermined results for students or for schools. The school process in terms of determining the individual school calculated grades, that is the message and the protection for the individual students who have performed over 2 years. And take, for example, we have a lot of schools who would have just introduced, for example, honours math this year for the first time. So there is no track record for that particular cohort of students. There's also examples in JAIS schools and in different schools where you have a particularly strong cohort of students this year and may not have had that same cohort last year or the year before that. So there are protections within the system that predetermined results will not be allowed to happen, but it will be the best estimate and the best gauge by the teachers and the professional judgment of the teachers and the all school community and the alignment process in schools that is sacrosanct.
Joe McHugh, Minister for Education, Arta Godsell from Godsell Education, and Seamus Lehart, President of the TUI. Thank you all for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.